Blessed are the poor in spirit, it says here in verse 3.
在第三节告诉我们说，虚心的人有福了。
And that means we have to see ourselves as nothing.
也就是说我们要看自己什么都不是。
We are totally sinful and corrupt.
我们是完全的罪恶，完全堕落。
Nothing good in us.
在我们里面没有一点好的地方。
We are big zero.
我们在神面前就是一个零。
And cannot save ourselves.
我们不能够拯救自己。
And if we are poor in spirit like this, then there is hope.
当我们这样的在神面前虚心的时候呢，就有这样一个盼望。
We have hope because we begin to mourn for our sins.
我们有这个盼望，因为我们也为了我们罪来哀痛。
That's why in verse 4 it says, after poor in spirit, well, blessed are they that mourn.
这是为什么在第三节之后告诉我们说，虚心之后，那么有哀痛的人。
When we are poor in spirit, and then we realize that we are sinful, and we are facing the judgment, then we mourn, we weep for our sins.
当我们虚心，我们也为了自己罪来哀痛的时候呢。
So weeping is good.
那么就有盼望，那么哀痛是好的。
Weeping for our sins will also lead us to the right place for comfort.
为罪而来哀痛也会带领我们到一个正确的地方。
So when we weep for our sins, and then we are humble before God.
当我们为罪哀痛，我们在神面前谦卑的时候。
Verse 5, we are told, blessed are the meek.
第五节告诉我们说，温柔的人有福了。
You humble yourself before God.
那你在神面前谦卑。
You say, I cannot save myself, only Jesus can save me.
你说我不能拯救自己，只有耶稣能够拯救我。
And if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以当我们来认自己的罪的时候，神告诉我们说， 神是信实是公义的，必要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So when we kowtow before the Lord Jesus Christ and tell Him, Lord, please save me, He will save us.
所以当我们来祈求神，说主啊来救我，他就会来拯救我们。
And after we are saved, what happens?
当我们得救之后，发生什么了呢？
Well, then we come to verse 5.
那么就来到第五节。
Verse 6. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
对不起，是第六节。主，你告诉我们说，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
After you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus says you are born again.
当我们相信耶稣之后呢，神就告诉我们说，我们是重生得救的人。
You are a baby Christian.
那么我们就是一个婴孩基督徒。
And of course, you know that babies, what do they do?
那么我们知道，作为一个婴孩，他做什么？
Well, one of the main things they do is they cry.
那么一个婴孩，他最主要，最常见的是他会哭泣。
When babies cry, they cry for a reason.
那当婴孩哭的时候呢，他是有原因的。
They cry because they're hungry.
那他哭是因为他饿了。
I want to drink.
他想喝。
I want milk.
他想要奶。
When the baby has drunk, it's full, he is very contented, he'll go to sleep.
当孩子喝了奶之后呢，他就得到饱足之后呢，他就会安静的休息。
So similarly for us, when we are born again, we are baby Christian, we will cry for God's milk.
同样的，那么 当我们重生得救之后，作为一个婴孩基督徒，我们也会来呼求、渴慕神的话语。
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
You cry for the milk of righteousness, you will be filled. God will feed you, and you will be satisfied.
那么你渴慕这样一个公义的奶的时候呢，神就会给你，神就会使你得饱足。
So you hunger and thirst after righteousness. You hunger and thirst after the word of righteousness.
那么你饥渴慕义，那么也就是你渴慕神的话语、公义的言语。
And the word of God is described in this way: it's the word of righteousness.
神的话语就被称为圣洁的话语。
We read this in Hebrews chapter 5.
我们在希伯来书第五章读到
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 to 14.
希伯来书第五章第12到14节
says here in Hebrews 5, verse 12 to 14, For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
希伯来书第五章第12到第14节，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。 凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，能分辨好歹。So
here we see that the milk and the meat of God's word is described as the word of righteousness.
那么在这里面我们可以看到，就是神话语的奶与干粮呢。
And as newborn babes in Christ, Peter says we will thirst, we will yearn for the sincere milk of God's word.
那么作为一个属灵的婴孩，彼得也告诉我们说我们会渴慕灵奶。
Did you thirst for God's word the day when you were born again?
那么作为你重生得救之后，你是否渴慕神的话语呢？
I remember when I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that was back in my primary school days.
那我还记得，当我是在小学的时候，我重生得救。
Once I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, I was very hungry for His word.
当我重生相信耶稣之后呢，我就非常渴慕神的话语。
After I believed in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I wanted to know what more the Bible has to say.
当我相信，约翰福音3:16告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫这信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。那我也想知道说，还有什么更多的一些教导。
Surely the Bible is not just one verse.
那么是的，圣经当中并不只是一节经文。
The Bible is one whole book.
圣经是整本书，整卷书。
In fact, a library of books.
那么其实。 就像一个图书馆一样
66 books altogether
66卷书
Did you hunger and thirst after God's word when you first believed in the Lord Jesus?
当你一开始信主的时候，你是否渴慕神的话语？
When I first believed, I made sure I got hold of a Bible.
当我重生得救之后呢，我要确保说我有一本圣经。
And every day I would read the Bible there. Any free time I got, I would read the Bible.
每一天呢，我要来读神的话语。就当我有空闲时间的话，我也确保说我要来读神。
And all the important verses I would underline.
那么对于那些重要的经文，那么我就会给它标志出来。And
I wanted to always go to church.
我也非常渴慕去到教会。For
the worship service to hear God's word.
来去崇拜神，去听神的话语。
Attend Sunday school.
也参加主日学。
Fellowship meetings.
还有团契。
And then if there's a church camp, I'll make sure I'll be there.
那么如果有教会营会的话，我会确保说我会出席。
You want to seize every opportunity to know God and know His word more and more. You're so thirsty.
那么你会抓住每一个机会来学习神的话语，来更多的明白，因为你渴慕。
If you have this kind of thirst when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then there's a good sign, there's life in you.
那如果说你渴慕神的话语，那么这是一个好的兆头，那么就说明你里面有这份的生命。But
there are those who say, I believe in Jesus.
但有人说，我相信耶稣。Then
you tell them, come to Sunday school. They say, no, it's too early, I'm not interested.
那么你告诉他说，哎，来参加主日学，他会说， 哎呀，太早了，我也不感兴趣。
Go to Bible camp.
那么你告诉他去参加圣经营会。
No, I'm too busy.
那他说，哎呀，不行，太忙了。
My leave is very precious. I'm saving up my leave for something else. Go on a holiday.
我的这个请假呢是非常有限。那么我想留着，能够去做一些其他事情。
There's no desire to read and to study God's word.
在他里面没有这份的渴慕来读来学习神的话。
If youSay you believe in Jesus and there is no yearning, no desire to read and to study God's word, then you better check whether you truly believe.
但如果说你说你相信耶稣，但你里面没有对他的话语这份渴慕，那么你就要来审查一下你是否真的是一个基督徒。
Maybe your belief is a false belief.
也许你的信心是一个虚假的信心。
You're not alive, you're still dead.
你没有生命，你还是死的。
Because if you're alive just like a baby, the baby will cry for milk and you are not crying for God's milk, you are still dead. You are not alive.
因为一个属灵的婴孩会渴慕神的话，神的灵奶，但如果说你里面没有这份渴慕，那也就是说你还是一个属灵的死。
I trust all of us who have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have experienced that. Yes, we are thirsty for the milk of God's word and then we quickly get our Bible, we truly read the scriptures and try to get as much as we can.
我相信在座的都已经重生得救，那真的是我们也确保说我们要有神的话语来读来学习来更多来明白。
And how long have we been Christians already?
我们信主多少年了呢？
Have you read the Bible once through?
你有没有把圣经读一遍？
From Genesis to Revelation,
从创世纪读到启示录。
If you have not, I think all of us should at least read through the Bible once through, and not just once, but many times through.
如果说你还没有，那么，但我希望说我们来读，不单单是读一遍，也要读很多遍。
Really know God's word, because we don't want just to drink the milk; we want to eat the meat of God's word.
真的是来。确保说来读神的话，因为我们不单单只是来渴慕灵奶，我们也要吃干粮。
That's why we are told in the book of Hebrews, not only must we drink the milk, we cannot remain babies. Babies, when they drink milk, they will grow. And then when they grow up, they become strong, they now have teeth, they will eat meat.
我们就像作为一个属婴孩，我们渴慕灵奶，当我们就像一个孩子一样，他吃了奶之后它会长大，当它有牙齿的时候呢，它不单单吃奶，它要吃干粮。
You have to eat meat for you to become strong.
当然就像干粮或者这个肉当吃的时候呢，它会更加的强壮。
Are you still drinking milk?
先生，是不是还在喝奶呢？
你吃肉吗？
你吃肉吗？
好吃吗？Well, we should enjoy eating the meat of God's word.
是的，我们要渴慕来吃神话里面的。
Yes, we drink milk is the milk of righteousness.
是的，我们来喝灵奶。
Once we become born again, we drink the milk so that more and more we become like Christ.
是的，我们渴慕神话里的这个灵奶，使我们更像基督。
And Jesus says He will sanctify us by His truth. His word is truth.
神耶稣也告诉我们说，他的话语使我们成圣，他的话语就是真理。
And not only do we become more and more like Christ and sin less and less as we drink in the milk of God's word,
当我们喝神的话语这份灵奶的时候呢，我们会更像基督，并且呢也会更少的犯罪的。
We must eat the meat so that we are able to discern right from wrong, true from false, good from bad.
那么我们也要来吃这个属灵的这个干粮，使我们能够来分辨对与错，好与坏。
Because there are so many falsehoods out there in the world, many dangerous doctrines.
因为在这个世，在外面，在这个世界上有很多的假的教导。
And Satan is all out to deceive us.
那么魔鬼撒旦呢？他在那里就是要来引诱我们。
If you don't want to be deceived, then you need to know not just the milk, but you must partake of the meat, the strong.Stuff that is found in God's word.
如果你不想被迷惑呢，你就要不单单来明白神这属灵的奶，那也要真的是来明白神话语的这些主要教导。
And by now, I think most, if not all of us, should be eating the meat of God's word.
那么现今呢，我们每一个应当来吃神的干粮。
I'm sure we should enjoy eating the meat also of God's word.
那么我也确保，我们要确保说我们要来享受可能吃。
The milk of God's word are all the easy doctrines.
灵奶呢是那些非常简单的教导。
That pertain especially to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
特别是包含了就是说关于耶稣基督的这个救恩。
Jesus came to die for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried on the third day. He rose from the dead.
也就是耶稣基督他降世，他为我们而活，并且死在十字架上埋葬，第三天他复活了。
His virgin birth.
那么关于童贞女怀孕生子。
And His second coming,
还有他的二次再来
and about us, what that we are, what human beings are made in the image of God.
还有关于我们，比如说我们人是按照神的形象造的
the doctrine of sin,
还有关于罪的教导
the doctrine of salvation,
还有关于这个救恩的教导
the five points of Calvinism,
还有加尔文主义的五点要义
really, all these are milk doctrines.
那这些都是关于奶的一些的灵奶的教训
but there are very very deep and hard doctrines also in the Bible
那么除了这些之外在圣经当中也有更深层的更难懂的一些教导
and we must know them in order to be discerning Christians
那么我们要来明白使我们能够成为一个懂得分辨的基督徒
but the doctrine of predestination
比如说关于预定论
the doctrine of the Trinity
关于三一神的这样一个教导
so many of these doctrines
还有很多的这样的一些教导
are you eating of the meat of God's word
你是否有吃神话语的干粮呢
now to eat the meat it means harder work for us
那么也就是说吃干粮吃肉那对我们来说也是更难一点
that means we have to dig deep into God's word really study read very carefully study compare the scriptures turn the scripturesAttend classes, you know, and learn more and more.
那这也要求我们要更深的来学习神的话语，更多的花时间，要参加课室来明白神的话语。
When you want to eat sweet and sour pork, I like sweet and sour pork. I reveal to you my favorite food.
就比如说你吃红烧肉的时候，我也喜欢。
You know, cool yo.Never mind. Well, it takes a lot of effort to prepare.
是的，你要做这些肉类的，那会花很多时间来。
To drink milk is quite easy.
喝奶呢非常简单。
Just get milk powder, and then put it into hot water, stir, and then you drink.
就是直接用热水加上奶粉一搅就可以喝了。
But you want to eat sweet and sour pork, well, you have to really prepare all the ingredients.
如果你要做红烧肉的话，那你就要准备各样的食材来准备。
So when I was in FEBC, I was appointed cook.
当我在远东神学院学习的时候呢，我就被要求来做饭。
Well, I never cooked in my life.
但是我从来没有做过饭。
So I have to learn how to cook.
那我要来学习怎么来做饭。
And I have to ask my mother, can you teach me and give me some recipes?
那我就会问我的母亲。然后给我一些的食谱。
And I like to eat sweet and sour pork.
那我喜欢吃红烧肉。
So I ask my mother, teach me how to make sweet and sour pork.
那我就让我妈妈来教我怎样来做。
Cook not only for myself, but also for the students.
不单单做给自己吃，也是让做给其他同学吃。
Pork, the pork that you must get is not any kind of pork, but it's a certain part of the pig, the pork, pork belly, right?
那么你也知道这个猪肉呢不是任何部分的那要确保说是在肚子那块的。
There's some fatty material in the meat, then that's good for sweet and sour pork.
要确保说有一些肥肥的那么就这样的肉呢才是比较适合做。
Corn flour.
你要有玉米粉。
You need vinegar.
你要有醋。
You need tomato sauce.
还有番茄酱。
You need chili sauce.
还有辣椒酱。
You need sesame oil.
还有香油。
You need egg.
鸡蛋。
And then you need to specially prepare all these things.
要真的是来非常用心的来预备。
And then of course you cook and then you put the sauce and it's very nice.
当你做的时候你把这些原料都放进去的时候啊就是非常好吃。
When you eat, you become strong.
当你吃的时候呢吃了之后你就会更加健壮。
And we have,the spiritual muscle we need when we eat the meat of God's word, when we really spend time and dig into God's word and work hard in understanding God's word, then we will develop spiritual muscle.
当我们花时间来读来学习神的话的时候呢我们属灵的这根肌肉也就会强壮起来。
Then we will have a victorious Christian life.
那么我们就会过一个得胜的基督徒生活。
When Satan attacks us with all kinds of questions and doubts, we are able to repel all these attacks one by one from the Bible.
所以当我们真的强壮的时候，当魔鬼来试探我们的时候呢，我们就会用神的话语来胜过去。
When Satan comes with all his attacks to discourage us, we know where is God's word to find encouragement and comfort.
当魔鬼来打击我们的时候呢，我们也知道说从神的话语当中怎样来找到安慰。
And so there are hard things in the Bible that we need to wrestle with.
那么圣经当中是有这样的比较难以懂得的，我们要来学习。
If you turn to 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16.
那么我们翻到彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16.
彼得后书第三章十六节。
It says here.As also, says here in verse 15, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, and also in all his epistles, speaking in them of those things in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction.
彼得后书三章第十五和十六节圣经告诉我们说并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由就如我们所亲爱的弟兄保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们他一切的信上也都是讲论这事信中有些难明白的那无学问不坚固的人强解就强解如强解别的书信别的经书一样就自取沉沦。
For the unbelievers, when they read and study the Bible, is to their own destruction.
对于那些不信主的人，他们来读来解神的话语呢，就是使他们自取沉沦。
They can never understand the Bible, and when they try to interpret the Bible, they interpret it wrongly, they understand it wrongly, and it will lead to their judgment and destruction.
因为他们永远不会明白圣经。但他们强解的时候呢那么他们解释的也是错误的这个错误会带领他们去到沉沦里
But for us who are believers, we can understand God's word.
但对于我们能作为基督徒作为信徒我们可以明白什么
We understand the easy parts of God's word, we also understand the hard parts of God's word.
我们能够来明白那些简单易懂的那我们也能够明白这些难以理解的
And that's because we have the Holy Spirit within us.
为什么？因为有圣灵在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit is our divine teacher.
圣灵是我们从神来的这个老师。
He guides us into all truth.
他会引导我们进入真理。
And then we begin to understand more and more.
所以我们会明白更多。
Yes, certain parts of scriptures very hard. You understand only a little bit at first.
那么是的，有些难懂的，一开始我们会只是明白一点点。
You understand. At least you understand, but you understand this much.
是的你会明白但只是一点点
But when you study some more and then you grow up some more in your faith you read the same passage you understand a little bit more
当你成长在主里面属灵成长的时候呢当你再读同样的经文你会发现你理解的会更多一点
And as you study and as you grow you read the same book or same verse or same passage there will come a time you will have this fullness of understanding
那么当你继续成长的时候呢当你再来读同样的经文那你会发现以后你会真的是明白更多以至于说你会完全明白
Spiritual things are spiritually understood
属神的要用属灵的来解释。
And if you find yourself understanding the Bible bit by bit, and then progressively you're growing your faith, understanding the Bible and God more and more, that's also a good sign for you.
那如果你发现说你逐渐的来明白神的话语，通过学习也能够更多明白神的话语，那这是一个好的兆头。
You are a child of God, and the Holy Spirit is indwelling within you, and the Spirit is teaching you all things.
那么也就是说，你是一个神的儿女，然后圣灵在你里面，然后神的圣灵，神通过圣灵来教导你他的事情。
Don't be a sickly Christian.
不要做一个生病的基督徒。
Now there are those who are Christians born again, but they are sickly.
那么有一些基督徒他是重生得救的，但是他是非常软弱的。
They are sickly because they don't have good appetite for God's word.
他们软弱，因为他们对神的话语没有胃口。
You know, a sick person doesn't feel like eating.
那么你也知道，作为一个生病的人，他是没有胃口吃东西的。
Spiritually, also the case.
那么作为一个属灵上来说，这也是同样的。
Are you a healthy Christian or a sickly Christian?
你是一个属灵健康的基督徒，还是一个属灵有病的基督徒？
If you are a healthy Christian, you have a good appetite for God's word.
如果你是一个属灵上健康的基督徒，那么你就会对神的话语有好的胃口。
If you're sickly, then you say, I come to church on Sunday, listen to God's word is enough. The rest of the time, I don't need.
那如果说
you don't eat.
那么如果说你是一个属灵上是充满病的基督徒的话，那也就是说，我只是逐日来听一下神的话语，其他时间我不需要。
You are a backsliding Christian.
那么你是一个背逆神的人。
You receive no blessing from the Lord.
那么你就从神那里面得不到祝福。
You will feel very miserable.
那你也会感到非常的痛苦。
There's sin in your life.
因为有罪在你里面。
So better confess your sin.
那么最好真的是来到神面前来认罪悔改。
Ask for the blood of Jesus to wash away all your sins.
祈求耶稣基督的宝血来能够洗净你的罪
，heal you spiritually，
能够在属灵上能够来医治你。
Then when you are healthy again, you will surely have good appetite for God's word。
当你属灵上能够健康的时候呢，那肯定的你对神的话语就会有胃口。
And then once we have God's word, we have a lot of wisdom。
当我们有神的话语的时候呢，我们就会有很有智慧。
Wisdom to make important decisions in life。
这个智慧使我们能够来做生命的重要决定。
Like who to marry?
比如说跟谁结婚。
Well, the Bible is very clear. I cannot marry a non-Christian. I must marry a Christian. Marry in the Lord.
那么圣经呢就会给我们清楚告诉我们说，我们必须在主里面来找到另外一半。
Then which university to attend?
比如说去哪个神大学读书。
I remember my church a couple of weeks ago came to me and said, Pastor, good news, I have gotten a scholarship to study overseas.
那么我教会呢有一个会员呢几周前来告诉我说牧师我有好消息，那么我得到一个奖学金，我能够去国外读书。
And she applied to two universities in Australia.
她申请了在澳洲的两个大学。
Both accepted her as a student.
那么这两个大学都接纳了她。
So she says, "Well, these two universities, which one to choose?"
那他就问我说，这两个大学哪选择哪一个
？One university has a BP church very nearby.
那有一个大学的旁边呢，有一个读信圣经长老会的教会。
The other university doesn't have.
另外一个大学呢，旁边没有。
Pastor, my decision is very clear.
那么他说，牧师，我的决定非常清楚。
I must put God first in my life.
我必须要把神放在我的
身上。I go overseas for studies, there'll be many temptations.
因为当我去到国外读书的时候，会有很多的诱惑。
I need a good church to attend.
我需要有一个好的教会去参加。
So this university that has a BP church nearby, a good one, this is the university for me.
那么他就说，那个大学旁边有一个读信圣经长老会教会的这个大学呢，是我的选择。
She has the spiritual maturity to make.A good decision.
那他有一个属灵的这样份的看见呢，他是选择这样一个好的一个。
This comes through what? Knowing God's word.
这就是从神的话语而得来的智慧。
And you'll know God's will.
那么你就会知道神的话语，你就知道神的旨意。
So blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness.
是的，饥渴慕义的人是是有福的。
May we hunger and thirst after the word of righteousness.
但愿我们每一个人都能够渴慕神话语仁义的道理。
So that we can live a righteous life for the Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们能够为主活一个圣洁的生命。
As we prepare now our hearts for the bread and the cup,
现在让我们来预备我们心来领受这个圣餐。
Well, let us read John chapter 6.
让我们来翻到约翰福音第六章。
Has to do with eating also.
这也是跟吃有关系的。
Eating and drinking.
跟吃和喝有关系的。
Eating and drinking that which is necessary for our souls.
是的，吃与喝是对我们生命是至关重要的。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
In verse 47,
第四十七节
,47 to 56,
四十七到第五十六。
Let us read together in Chinese.
让我们一起来读神的话语。约翰福音第六章四十七到第五十六节，我们一起读，预备起。
我实实在在的告诉你们，信的人有永生，我就是生命的粮。你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。
我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。因此犹太人彼此议论说，这个人怎能把他的肉给我们吃呢？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
Let us
让我们来祷告。
Our loving Father in heaven,
我们慈爱的天父，
We thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们为了耶稣基督来感谢。
Who gave his body on the cross,
他在十字架上来舍了他的身体。
His body was broken for our sins,
他的身体为我们而舍。
And how he shed his precious blood also.
他也为我们流出了宝血。
His blood can wash away all our sins.
因为他的宝血能洗净我们一切的罪。
Father, we want to eat the flesh and drink the blood of Jesus.
天父，我们要吃耶稣基督的肉，喝他的血。
To have the Lord Jesus spiritually within us.
在属灵上能够有耶稣基督生命在我们里面。
To believe in what he has done with his body and how he has shed his blood for our sins.
相信他怎样的以肉身担当了我们罪，并且为我们罪来流出了宝血。
Surely he is our Savior.
是的，他是我们的救主。
He is our God.
他是我们的神。
And because he lives in us,
因为他活在我们里面，
we can live forever.
我们能够永远的活着。
So remind us of the sufferings that Jesus went through for us as we partake of the bread and the cup.
当我们来领受圣餐的时候，来提醒我们耶稣基督所为我们所遭遇的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.